1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You feel like the devil. Psalm 66. Did we do Jeremiah 17? Let's do Jeremiah 17 first. Are you all okay? You're still breathing out there? You're alive? Did anybody getting help with this? Come on, let's let the negative side fuse together with the positive side, because I guarantee you it will produce power. It will produce overcoming, triumphant power in your life. Because you just about, I'll get through this. It ain't always going to last, but the time that it's there, you got to learn how to deal with it in your mind and in your heart and with your mouth. And allow, see, that'll rot. It's like God pouring, you know, gold into you. Like Job said, when I come out, I'm coming out as pure gold. He put something in you that whereby you can stand now. And when stuff comes your way again, the same stuff come, it ain't going to faze you. Because you've been made for that. That you've been made through that. He got to come with something better than that. You know what I mean? When the enemy comes against you, because God has fused you. The positive and the negative working together, you got power. I'm talking about in reality, not just in theory. You know, we know we have power. I said, in theory, everybody knows that. But do you have it in reality? Do you have that extra gear when you're done wrong to put in that extra gear and climb higher? Get up above your storm. Amen. And stay there effortlessly. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 through 10. 7 through 10. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I, the Lord, search the heart. There we go with that investigation. I, the Lord, search the heart. Have you ever noticed, we'll go back to that. Have you ever noticed sometimes the Lord searched your heart? You thought you had it all together. But when he puts the searchlight on it, you realize that there was some pride in there. Don't turn your face, don't turn away from that. No, look, embrace that. Take it, say, okay, Lord, I see. Don't kick it under the rug. Don't let your ego win out. No, that's when you, the psalmist said, it's good that I've been afflicted. It's good that God showed me this. You know why? He's getting you ready for something else. But he can't get you there unless you get past where you are, that was hidden from you, that the fire will bring out, the negativity will bring out in you. And instead of looking at the other person, own up to some of your own stuff. Say, no, Lord, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh, Lord. Yeah, they were wrong, but I ain't even thinking about how wrong they are. Lord, I see what's going on in my heart. I see how my thinking is all messed up. You got to help me here. I don't know what they're going to do, but Lord, help me. It's good that I've been afflicted, because I identify this foolishness now. Come on, come on, come on. Tell somebody, take them training wheels off. It ain't all, you know, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you're going through hell. Child, you confused, you hurting, you in pain, you mixed up, you messed up, and you're going through. Don't own up to it. Because this too shall pass. I just have to identify it, touch it, and say, the negative, I got to add the negative. The positive's already hooked up. I got to hook up the negative, then get in the car and start it up. You got power then. See the devil will assist you. He will assist you in denying the reality of your proud flesh. or whatever the issue might be. And therefore, he can keep you hostage. That's why God's got to deliver us from things. He's got to deliver us from people. Amen. He's got to deliver us from people so that people don't intimidate you so to where you act with a behavior that's unbecoming to God. You know, where you start trying to please people. Now, that doesn't mean we're rebellious and ornery, but no, your endeavor, your heart attitude is not just to please people. It's to please God. But now, in pleasing God, there are people that will be pleased. But a lot of people are just trying to please people. And people got you hoodwinked. They got you on lock. They blocking you. They got you intimidated. Got you afraid. Amen. Because you're simply trying to, you know, walk to their drum beat. You better strike out a path on your own and say, for God I live. I'm going to obey God. I'm putting God first. You like me or not, I'm going to serve God. And I'm going to love you. You don't have to like me, but I'm going to serve God. And I'm not here for you to like me. You got to love me. But see, a lot of people just want to be liked. Well, they might not like me. They don't like you anyway. They got your food. Listen, if you are saved and they are not, they don't know you. The world won't know you. In other words, they won't like you. They hated Jesus without a cause. And if he was the green tree, what they gonna do with the brown tree? Get a clue. Draw the line in the sand before they do. Hello, because you tell somebody you better ask somebody. The world hates you. Now God will make folk get along with you. But don't fool yourself for a minute. Ain't no such a thing as a pet poison snake. You know, you got a pet poison snake. And you carry him around all the time. One day he gonna realize I'm a snake. Yeah, I'm his pet, but I'm still a snake. And he gonna act like a snake. Just whisper to somebody, please ask somebody. Well, what am I saying? I'm not saying that we are paranoid or act foolishly. No, in your heart and in your mind, know that friendship with the world is enmity. Again, listen, it's enmity against God. And friendship with the world, where we're out to try to just please people in the world, your relationship with God lacks. It dries up. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not saved, but that true relationship, that love relationship, that intimacy, God draws back because you've put an idol there. And friendship with the world is enmity against God. You cannot serve God and mammon. That's why God has to deliver us from stuff in order for us to appreciate it. He can give you all the money in the world, but he got to deliver you from it first. Why? Because he doesn't want money to have you. But when you deliver from something, it can pass through your hands all day long. You can hold on, you can give away, but you delivered from it. It don't have you. If favor doesn't have you, people can favor you or disfavor you. It doesn't matter. You're serving God. You know you're a child of destiny. Nobody's writing your destiny but God. Nobody's got a hell or a heaven to put you in but God. God is one that tells somebody you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. You know. It's something interesting. In Acts chapter 4, the disciples, after they were beaten, you know, think about a moment. You get beat down for testifying or witnessing. You're going to go home, and the first, what you're going to be saying is, why, God? Why you let this happen? Now, I know maybe not everyone, but the majority of people. Why this? But they understood enough and walked in spirit dimensions to the first responses they had. They rejoiced. Listen, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy. Someone called me the other day and they were really distraught. And I know this person. I've known this person for years and years, and I know their walk with God. And they just said, you know, I just don't have a lot of, they live in another state. They said, I just don't have a lot of people to talk to. And I know that whenever we talk, you know, we always kind of hit a chord in the spirit realm. And as they were talking, the Lord told me, tell them why they're going through what they're going through is because they've qualified. Now, to the training wheel person, that don't make no sense. And God won't even talk to you much about it. But somebody has walked with the Lord a while. And it blessed him. It kind of unlocked something as we started to discuss more things. But the Lord said, tell you, you've qualified for that. In other words, it's something that he knows you can handle. And not only has he allowed you to qualify for that, he's going to take you higher through that. That ain't going to take you out. If you've qualified for something, if you're in your grace and you've qualified, it may seem like it's going to take you out. Anybody been there where it seems like? It seems like it's about to take you out. God's not going to let it take you out. He knows that you can handle that. He's not going to suffer you to be tempted above that you are able to bear. But with every temptation, God makes a way not to run from it, but to escape from it, to break through it, to handle it, to bear up under it. It is good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes, that I might see you more clearly, that I might be drawn closer to you. It's not like that with little children. The moment a little child needs you, you go to that little child. A good parent, you're right there. The moment you hear a little whine in the room, you checking it out. But as they grow up and start talking stuff, you say, be quiet and then go to bed. At that age, you go see about them. Amen? Well, think about it a moment, saying, stop looking back. So some of y'all out here right now, I'm going to say this. Some of y'all are choice. I'm not talking about my choice. Choice by God. When I say choice, you know, when you have a large, you pick. Some of y'all are choice. And a whole lot of folk couldn't bear up under what you bear up under. They run at a heartbeat from it. They lose all semblance of salvation. But here you are, up under, don't nobody know. You wear it well. But see, ultimately, our vision has to expand the parameters and boundaries of time. Because what God is working is eternal. It's not just for us to get out of something.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.